The 20th annual Tribal Providers Conference going on in Anchorage throughout this week has drawn hundreds of participants from villages across Alaska. The gathering is sponsored by the Federal Interior Department's Bureau of Indian Affairs and presents dozens of workshops and informational sessions on topics ranging from health and foster care to tribal government issues. Yesterday afternoon, one session filled an entire ballroom at the Egan Center with those eager to find solutions to the high rate of suicide among Alaska Natives. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The Indian Health Service and the Interior Department's Indian Affairs is holding 10 tribal listening sessions across the nation in the next few weeks to seek input on how agencies can work within Native communities on suicide prevention. Alaska's only listening session was scheduled to coincide with the Tribal Providers Conference in Anchorage this week. Participants in Tuesday's listening session were encouraged to step up to an open microphone and speak about their experiences, and at first, only a few braved speaking in front of such a large audience. Rob Sanderson Jr. from Heidelberg, a young single father, said he faced alcohol and drug problems too, but cleaned up his act for the sake of his son. Education starts at home, he said.
Our children leave our villages here in Alaska and they try to go out and make it in the Western world and they fail miserably. And I'm a good example of that. It took a long time to get back to where I'm at now. I am one person that struggled with alcohol and drugs. Before leaving here today, I hope that this group can come together with some kind of plan that you can take back to D.C.
Sanderson said 25 people were lost in his Haida village alone during his lifetime, three of them from his high school graduating class. That's far too many. After the first handful of speakers stood up, the floodgates opened and long lines formed behind each microphone. People respectfully waited their turn to tell of personal heartache.
A lot of us come from dysfunctional families. That's the life we've learned. That's the life I've learned. I had started using alcohol at a very young age. I went to school under the influence sometimes, you know. I lived it. I breathed it.
We need someone there with the people. We need the monies to be allocated to someone that lives in their village who knows about psychology, about how to deal with depression, suicides. I'm happy I had my grandparents. They helped me out a lot.
Suicide rate in Alaska is so high that we lose 3 natives every week. That seems to me incomprehensible.
Many elders who had been active in tribal government for years spoke for communities riddled with grief over the deaths of young natives. Peter Moore from Emonic recalled how he was raised by soft-speaking grandparents compared with many of today's mothers who scream at their children, he said. The children's ears become plugged, he said. That's why they can't listen. James Sippery, who has lost a son to suicide, helped plan 3 Nelson Island conferences on suicide where professionals were brought in to discuss alcohol and drug abuse, the use of inhalants, and domestic violence.
And I for myself, I talk about myself, what about my responsibilities as a parent to my children and my grandchildren.
Sippery said that type of education is needed and more funds are needed to provide it. There is no magic wand, he said. We must don armor and declare war on suicide.
Because we've lost it. 14 to 15 young people in 2 years alone. We lost 2 little boys overdose inhaled gasoline.
Janice Jackson, an Indian child welfare worker from Ketchikan and the grand president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood, told the Washington, D.C. representatives about the concept of generational grief.
As Native people, we carry the trauma and the experiences that our ancestors went through before us. We carry the hurt. And it's always been a concept that has been widely accepted in the Native community that we carry the grief of the generations before us.
Jackson says the trauma that the elders went through affected their DNA, and those changes have been passed on to succeeding generations. She says now there is scientific evidence backing that concept.
You know, our folklore of Native generational grief that we inherited, in fact, is true based on scientific data now.
Some attending the listening session called for the state and the tribes to work more closely together on the issue of suicide. The tribal listening sessions are being held across the country in preparation for a national suicide prevention conference planned for next year. Next year's conference is aimed at developing strategies for suicide prevention in Alaska Native and American Indian communities. The listening sessions are expected to help the agencies involved to gather information on the needs of communities to better shape the goals of the conference. I'm Ellen Lockyer.